The health fair may be over, but work is already underway for next year.
We start planning the moment the health fair is over. We kind of like want to take a breather for about a week, but it's always in the back of our minds.
That's Kathy Gross. She's one of the co-chairs of the Wrangell Health Fair and works in health and information management at the hospital. Gross says this year's health fair had a high turnout.
It was actually a really good turnout. I think that, you know, it's got to be one of, and I say this every year, it's got to be one of the best years. But again, we had a better year this year than we did last year. So it just means that our outreach into the community has gotten really good, and we're pulling the people in that need to be pulled in to have this testing done.
The fair offers a prostate, thyroid, and overall health testing. This year's health fair did a whopping 989 tests. That's 9 fewer tests than last year, but Gross says it looks like numbers are starting to even out, which she says is a good sign. Along with blood testing, the fair offers educational vendors and prizes. Gross says there were over 60 vendors this year and says the vendors are a big draw in bringing more community members to the fair and showing them healthy resources in Wrangell.
It's really interesting, you know, when you see these vendors that start submitting their information to us, just the differences in, you know, the different things that are offered in our community. We really have great resources out there.
Along with more vendors, Gross credits educational programs that are being sponsored by health entities like the hospital and the Alaska Islands Community Services. Gross says in 2008 they only did 689 tests and says numbers are definitely increasing. She says it's taken her and Marlene Carroll a number of years to get the fair to where it is today.
You know, when it first started, it was a really small health fair at the elementary school gym, and it just has grown and grown. Trudy Johnson took it on for a while, and she did a fabulous job bringing different vendors in, and we moved it to the old high school gym, the community center now. And it outgrew that, too, so we had to move it down to the Nolan Center. I don't think there's a bigger building in the town, so we're pretty much maxed out at the number of vendors that we have.
Gross says she's excited to see both the size and the popularity of the health fair continue to grow. For KSDK, I'm Charlotte Duran.